It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hey, it's me again, Mike Damon. Welcome to another episode of No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. How have you been? Hope good. Well, if not, then I have some good news, you know, as we press really hard for visibility and media inclusiveness for the Nigerian LGBTIQ community, things have finally fallen into place. Yeah, we're getting heard and things are gradually becoming clearer. Well, some people say that No Strings should remain within the community, as some say Nigeria is not ready for anything LGBT. Well, I don't buy into that idea. Of course, that's part of the many reasons why I launched and has continued to host No Strings every week. Yes, what I believe is someone has to make something ready, of course. I also believe that if the community wants to be recognized and gain any form of visibility, that it must get out there and demand it. How do we do this? Well, there are initiatives and No Strings aims to do its part. So why don't you join us? So the actual good news is No Strings gets its first mainstream media mention. Guess where? On SaharaReporters.com. The platform wrote an entire positive article about No Strings, highlighting what No Strings has done so far. To read the article, please visit the front page of the No Strings website at www.nostringspodcast.com and click on the link under the What's Going On tab. And also another media platform, MadeMarks.com, took it on. They're all there on the No Strings website. Go find it. So now I'm going to go and come back to tell you about what we have for this week. I'll be back. No Strings continues.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon.
Welcome back to No Strings. For this week's episode, we're going to start off officially with the first series of the project, What Happened When They Knew. And for this project, we're going to have a conversation with a young Nigerian man who gave only his first name towards us, James, a student, and he'll be telling us what happened when they knew that he's gay. Let's join up now with James. So, James, please, can you introduce yourself to us?
My name is James. I'm a Nigerian. I'm gay. I'm also a student in the University of Ibadan. I never really noticed I was gay. It was sort of something that followed me around. Let's say since I was a kid, I knew I was different. I just managed to find the word for what it was when I was in GSS 2. And yeah.
So, James, after your discovery, what feelings followed afterwards? I mean, how did you handle the thought process?
I didn't think much of it. I actually thought at some point I'd... Well, that's while I was in secondary school. At some point I'd end up liking girls. Then I came across Bible passages that said we are to be stoned to death for liking who we like. And it made me realize that, okay, the Bible didn't take being gay lightly, so it was very depressing, and there was a lot of guilt that came with it. And for quite some time, the guilt followed me around, but I made peace with it because, I studied the Bible a bit more. I realized a few things, and it helped me to make peace with it. I can't say how long it took for that to happen. It's still sort of ongoing because there are sometimes I relapse, and go back to feeling like I'm wrong and things like that.
So, do you think you can change someday? I mean, some people believe that if they try really hard, then they will be able to overcome the nature of who they are, as some say, there's no future for homosexuals.
I see myself as somebody who is open to whatever it is that life is going to throw at him. If peradventure, the person I fall in love with is a girl, and that's who I want to spend the rest of my life with. No problem, but so far so good. I pretty much see myself with a guy, but life can be full of surprises.
Yeah, of course, really true. Life can indeed be full of surprises. So, are you out and to whom? And how did they react to the news of your coming out?
Yes, I'm out to my family. My immediate family, I have two brothers. My dad treats it as a non-existent issue. He doesn't support it, neither does he condemn it. He just lets it be. It's just there. My mom is devastated by it. She actually took me for deliverance once. They didn't do anything to me. They just prayed. And I'm still pretty much the way I was. My brothers are slowly, very slowly coming around to being indifferent about it too. And I'm pretty sure most of where the worry comes from for my family is people finding out.
That's mostly part of it. People finding out. Scary thing for most families. So how are they treating you basically?
Well, it's almost basically the same thing, except from cases where my mom, they treat me the same way they've always treated me, except from time to time when my mom feels like anything bad that is happening is because of my orientation.
Have you ever been violently harassed, abused as a result of your sexual orientation? If yes, then tell us about how it happened.
And no, I've not been violently harassed or abused because of my orientation.
So how is the current anti-gay law affecting your stay in the country?
The current law is making me very uncomfortable. I just want to leave. I just want to find somewhere where I can hold hands with the person I love and nobody's going to judge me for that. Just that holding hands and, you know, like I don't have to worry that the police are going to use that to blackmail me and things like that. Or I'll be an unsuspecting victim of blackmail.
Okay, at this point now, I'll take a quick short break to come back and continue, you know, with this conversation. We'll hear from one of our supporters now. I'll be back shortly.
Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on kidoderies.com. Kidoderies, we're here, we're queer, and we're fab.
No Strains is proudly supported by kidoderies.com.
You're listening to No Strains.
Welcome back to No Strings. We're still having that conversation with James, and he's unraveling to us stories concerning, you know, what happened when his family discovered that he's gay. So tell us, how do you have fun? I mean, how do you unwind given the depressing nature of things with you?
Oh, when I feel lonely, I turn to my friends. I have quite a lot of gay friends. I talk to them via social media. I have some living close by. I go to their house. We hang out. We have kikis.
Yeah.
We just generally have fun and make noise and all that. I don't know if I can change.
So, James, can you please share some last words for fellas?
As long as there's life, there's hope. That's what I keep telling myself. As long as there's life, there's hope. And so keep living and work towards getting the life you want. Yeah.
Okay, so that's basically it for this week's episode. I'll join you up again next week for something interesting. Yes, you can always subscribe on the website, like us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringspodcast, and on Twitter, of course, a whole lot goes on there. Follow us on Twitter using @nspodcast1. Email nostrings using info@nostringspodcast.com, or email me using mikedamon@nostringspodcast.com. Hope you enjoyed this episode. So always know that you can share your stories here on No Strings. Show an interest by using the contact option on the website, or under the contact button, you find a special button tagged "Be a Part." Fill the form and hit the submit button, or find banners on the website. Also, be reminded that the What Happened project is still open, and No Strings is still very much collecting entries. Thank you for being with me, and bye-bye.